You are now listening to Doing the Absolute Most Podcast with Lala and Minnie.
That's my not body little. Literally hurt. I had big mama knees, everything. Big mama knees and no grandkids. no banana pudding. Just big mama knees.
Big mama knees.
Big mama
I would be in the shower like, do I have big mama? Oh, yeah, I do. Mama
no, it was like, because when I have, because they'll make you walk.
Yeah.
And I was like, my knees hurt. I was like, to even walk. I was like, what is happening? And they were like, oh, you might be stiff. And I was like, no, it's not that kind of hurt. Like, but it was just so much pressure on us.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, all that weight in such a short amount of time. Yeah.
My body was like, my skeletal system was like, it wasn't for it. So,
Oh Lord, this okay. We need to start. I'm gonna edit.
These are real life struggles. We're keeping it real and true with the people. Look,
I might edit that in. All this free stuff. I might edit this in.
Listen. It's the facts of life.
Look, show's already started. There's no countdown.
There's no countdown.
We just started.
Just start. Literally.
I can't believe this. This is such a great episode already. we've already covered so much. I mean, we already have an intro, so we all know I'm Lala, it's Minnie. How are things in DC? We finally get to how are things in DC? How is life?
I mean, it's okay. Cherry blossoms are blooming, so touristy season. But it's okay. It's just not as warm. Like, you're like, oh, it's spring. And I'm like, but it was still 40 in the 40s.
As the high? I'm sorry. I just got the look like, I don't like you.
No, I'm like, that was me. Like, and they were like, well, I mean, technically this is spring. I was like, that's not even 50. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's a little cold.
No, Saturday I got the shock of my life. Friday was so nice. It was, I swear to you, it was like 73, 72. Mm-hmm. They was out here acting like it was day 36 of a heat wave. They was like, oh, it's so hot. Oh, my goodness. I hate for it to be this hot. Literally, one day. We ain't had no other 70 days all week. 73. It was like, oh, it's so hot. It's so warm. So it was like two extremes. Either people were acting like they were about to catch heat strokes, telling you to drink water, stay hydrated. Or there was people out with bubble coats on like it was 38. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like,
Make up your mind.
You have to make up your mind. Tatiana Ali. Prince, make up your mind, like you got to. And
way to bring that back.
Yeah, I went to Trap Karaoke.
Yes, how was Trap Karaoke?
Trap Karaoke was good and ratchet, like I needed it to be.
I saw the videos.
And we swag surf for the culture. I'm always here for that. Always.
I gotta go. I gotta take a group of people and we gotta go.
You don't even need a group. You need one good person.
Okay.
If you can't get a group, it don't matter. You need one good person.
All right. I think I might know who to take, who might enjoy it.
That's all you need. There's a couple people from Atlanta who got up and held down for the South, the real South. I said what I said.
South got something to say, like 100,000.
Virginia is the South. No, the South. I said what I said. He got up and did International Players Anthem and held it down.
Yes.
For all of everybody.
Yes.
Around Kings of the South. I was for it. So then it was super nice. Now when we came out of Trap Karaoke, it was like midnight. Mm-hmm. And it was like chilly. Like, the wind was blowing so hard. It was cool outside. I was like, brr, like, what happened? Saturday, I don't know what I was thinking. It had been raining all week. The sun was shining. I was like, oh. I put on this nice. I was like, it's looking like spring outside. Like, the sun is out. thing. So I put on some nice little shorts. I put on this button-down top. I went outside. That wind was like, it's winter.
Ma'am, go change. Come back in there.
I was like, oh my gosh, no. I took Carly, let her sit, do her business, and we came right back inside. I put pants on. I was like, it looks warm. It looks so nice outside, but it's a lie. The temperature is not nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, still.
Are y'all gonna do any photo shoots in the cherry blossoms and all that stuff?
Likely not. Only because the cherry blossoms are really pretty. I mean, if I found like a super, super cool area,
right.
But it's gonna be so inundated with people everywhere. And because, like, if I didn't live here, I probably would be like, oh, cool.
Right.
I do understand cherry blossoms come up, and I'm like, people in Texas love blue bonnets. Even when they're from Texas, mm-hmm. But the cherry blossoms aren't really the same thing. So, like, you know, like, I could, if I find like a really cute setup, like, I might, but to plan for it,
right?
Because literally, it'll be everybody and their grandmama in those scooters, like, oh, we're trying to get a picture, oh, we're trying, like, literally, be segues in the background of my photos, like, segue towards, like, just wouldn't be worth it to me.
Right.
But, yeah, so that's pretty much, I mean, nothing else
to.
Hold on, I will say, I do want to say something.
Yeah, huh?
So, what would you define?
Oh, Lord.
as trap music?
I don't know.
Do you think, when you think of trap music,
mm-hmm. Do
you link that to Southern?
Yes. Music? Yes. I was going to say, I think more of a Southern thing than, you know, not necessarily East Coast or not even West Coast. It's Southern.
There's gangster music, there's rap music, there's a lot of things. But trap music, to me,
mm-hmm. Is
more Southern.
Right.
And so on Friday, I was out running around, and this girl was like, this lady was like, oh, something she asked me. She's like, oh, where are you going? Are you going somewhere? And I was like, oh, I'm going to try karaoke. And she was like, oh, I went last year, and I didn't really have a good time, but hopefully you have a good time. She was like, a lot of songs I didn't know. And so I was like, then it made me think curiously, like, so what is trap music to you? Because what they play is trap
music. Yeah. Yeah, I'm more, like, it's Southern artists.
She was from the DMV. I don't know that she was well-versed in good Southern rap, but...
They never are.
I was like, you know, then it made me think, so when you saw it was trap music, what did you think trap
music is.
Was. And I was like, well, you do know, like, trap... Because she said, oh, they were singing some Southern... She did mention some Southern, so she's like, well, no... And I was like, well, you know, trap karaoke started from 2 Chainz on his tour.
Right.
What is Southern, like, I do get trap house, you think it just, like, I get it, but no, like, trap music
mm-hmm. Is
Southern to me.
Yeah.
But I just wondered what other people thought, because that, like, made me be like, So what did she think it was going to be when she heard trap karaoke?
I'm questioning that, too, yeah. That would have been a good question to ask. What do you define as trap karaoke?
I was already feeling a little odd because I was outnumbered. I was in a small space. And I ain't know none of the people, so I played it real cute.
Outnumbered in a small... That's always never a good idea.
Yeah. I did that at a nail shop on... What street runs behind Westland? Where Whataburger, McDonald's, City Trends... That's
Lancaster.
Yes. That happened to me on Lancaster once, and I learned in college. When you outnumber it, sometimes you just need to bow out. Like, you ain't got to...
Zip it, and I'm out.
Even if they say you lying, you ain't lying. Sometimes you just be like, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you insist. I'm out.
Okay, that's cool. Like, okay, whatever. Just gotta be like,
take that L and be out. It's worth it.
And no, it's not. And I was like, y'all really really trying to gang up on me. Speaking a whole other language, I'm out. I don't even know, like, if you're threatening me, like, I'm out.
I'm out. I don't want to risk it. I'm done.
Yeah, they start crowding me. One thing I don't do is crowding. You don't ever crowd a minority. Unless you want for things to come out of pocket. You don't ever crowd somebody like that. So I was like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm going to let y'all have it.
I'm going to let you live today.
I'm going to let y'all have it.
What am I going to do to you?
Speaking of Lancaster, how are things?
It's fine. Everything's great. It's sun shining. Highs in the 70s. This weekend was a little cool. We did a barbecue for my aunt. She turned 60 plus one. And so we had tons of tequila, tons of beer. It was a great time. We did a crab and shrimp boil. And then we had hamburgers, tons of hot links, and chicken. We got a cake. Then we, my cousin brought like a banana pudding. Somebody had beans. You know, everybody brought something. Lots of spirits flowing. Lots of laughter. She had a good time. So, and that's all that mattered. So... except the weather was, you know, pretty, it was a little chilly that day on that Saturday. So we had the fire pit going on the porch, things like that. It was a good time. And I was like, did we do anything Sunday? I was like, no, we really didn't do, because normally, like, we'll do a movie and stuff. We didn't do any movies this weekend because we're saving our energy for Us that comes out. I have bought 8 tickets for my family and friends, and I'm very excited. We're going to go at 11:30 in the morning so I can get it out of my system by the time I go to bed, so I won't be as scared. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. And then I have another friend. We're going to go to do a movie party, and she's never seen Signs. Have you seen the movie Signs? Mel Gibson? M. Night Shyamalan?
I feel like I have, but I feel like it was so long ago that I don't remember exactly.
The crop circles show up.
Yeah.
And then other things start happening. Vamanos, mijos. Yeah, you might need to watch it again, too.
I feel like I might need to watch it again. It's been a long time.
And then we were like, okay, maybe the next movie should be Sister Act 2.
Okay.
And then we started singing.
Because he taught me how.
Yes.
To watch, fight, and pray.
Oh, happy day. We were singing. I bet those my coworkers, other coworkers, just like, what the hell is going on with them broads?
If they don't know, then they deserve to be like, you ain't never watched Sister Act?
When Lauryn Hill, whoo, whatever happened to Lauryn Hill? Poor Lauryn.
That's back when she was timely.
Before Wyclef, for the Fugees, the good old days. Oh, Lord. All right. I'm trying to think. What are our topics? Or I just had a blank. So, one of the things that blew up this weekend was a so-called comedian named Jess Hilarious. She kind of was on a flight. Well, not kind of. She was on this flight. She was coming home. And so she got on Instagram and she was saying, you know, there was a couple of Muslim men on the plane and how she was afraid, just scared because they're on the plane. So then everybody got off the plane. I'm not sure. I still haven't found out the reason why they got off the plane. But a whole bunch of guys, everybody got off the plane. And then when they reboarded, those 4 people were not on the plane. And she was kind of showing her ass. That's like the nicest way to say it. Talking about how she's glad they got kicked off and just a whole bunch of ignorant comments. And a lot of that has come to back on her. And then she tried to double down and say, y'all can kiss my ass. You can do this. You can do that. Y'all can't cancel me, et cetera, et cetera. And then was it yesterday or was it Monday? Came the tearful apology on how I have Muslims in my family, and she still because they were not Muslim. That was the
first and foremost.
And like that was from like the beginning. Like, they are not Muslims. Why are you mislabeling them this whole entire? You still have not to this day said the correct. Oh, I never thought she was. I mean, there's sometimes, you know, she's Instagram funny. That's the nicest way to put it. How to describe her. I feel like I could see in your face that you have a nice opinion on Jessica.
No, I feel like, so today I tried to listen to get like another perspective.
Right.
Because I have my own thoughts.
Yes.
And I listened to, just so happened that Kev on stage, on their podcast, Righteous and Ratchet, they talked about Jessica. They, like, was one of the first things they talked about in the podcast. And I was like, oh, this is great, because I want to hear from somebody else who's comedian, social media.
Social media fame became famous via social media. Yeah,
like, see what they think. Yeah. So they did have an interesting view, because they were like, you know, sometimes when things happen in life in general,
right,
even if not funny, as a comedian, you first thing you do is just like make a joke about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, you know, we do think, well, they weren't saying we, but they were kind of like, okay, once you knew you were wrong, instead of like taking a break, you just kept going on. We're like, I don't care. She kept doubling down.
It's like, I'm still gonna do this. Like, I'm still that. And yeah.
Yeah. So then their thing was kind of like, you know, the cancel culture. Like, Black Twitter will cancel you. People will be at Fox. And like, this is how she makes her money. This is whatever, whatever. I guess my thing, he was saying, like, you know, there's community. You have community, and then you have people who are just like social media. And so it was like, it's a lot of people who are just canceling her, who never cared for her to begin with, who aren't her fans, who are just like, I never liked her, yada yada yada. My thing about Jess Hilarious is this isn't her first infraction.
That's my thing too. This is not the first.
I guess that's kind of where I'm like, there's that. This is not her first time calling somebody out, or she's used the slur for
a gay slur. Yes,
gay slur. She's a gay slur. She's done a lot of things as a comedian. I get it, and I get that's also how she. What old black girl said, the same thing that make you laugh will make you cry, because that is how she got to where she is, by clowning people, clowning herself sometimes on her edges, making fun of people.
Right.
So I get it. Like, I do get it.
But.
However, one, I don't know why they made, because of course the headlines were like, oh, she got them kicked off the plane, which is not
true.
The case. That is, I will give her that. That is not the case. Other people said they didn't feel comfortable. I don't know why, but she made it seem as though she didn't feel comfortable because she perceived them to be Muslim. Even though they were not.
Yes.
And I guess, to me, it's so hard. Like, I thought that was so tacky, because I'm like, here you are, like, literally judging someone based on what you think their religion is, which was incorrect.
Right.
Ignorance on multiple levels. And more so, my thing was like, so you sit next to all these white people, and you felt fine, and then there were these men, and you felt threatened. But historically, I will see that.
Just the days before, there was a shooting in New Zealand.
Well, she did say she didn't know about that. Now, if she did, she didn't. But I feel like you have to. Once people are telling you, hey, this is what Kev on stage said, when people are starting to tell you, like, hey, you wrong, like, he was like, because some people were just like, hey, I don't know if you meant it this way, but, like,
right,
this ain't it. And he was like, but I think she responded, he said he felt she responded from a pride first reaction. So her action was like, oh, forget that, F that, like, I said what I said. And he was like, and I feel like that's where she really just, yes, because in that point it was a teachable moment.
Right.
And somebody could have taught her. Because she's telling us that she has Muslims in her family, yet she doesn't know enough to know
that they were not Muslim.
Muslim is not an ethnicity. It's not a... So whatever Muslim she have in her family, it Do they look like her? And how does she fit? Like, I'm trying to figure out how she was trying to tie that together.
That's always, oh, it's like the saying, I have black friends.
It's a quintessential racist thing. I have black friends.
Yes.
And so I was like, Jess, like, chill out. You know, when she was like, I'm not going to go through my publicist. I'm going to read it. But maybe sometimes you need to go over what you're going to say because you still put your foot in your mouth.
Again.
I have Muslims in my family. And you still didn't know. And you still don't know.
To this day. This is Wednesday. She still don't know.
And so I'm like, so you said, in the words of Black Mamas, you said all that to say what? All that, and you still don't know. You tell us you got, so what? You still don't know. So, you know, one of the things, like, I try to be like, is that Campbell State always says, his wife always says, two things can be true. Because my issue was like, okay, you did like all the other people. You apologizing because everything's hitting the fan.
Right.
It's gotten hot. I'm sure people are going in. It could affect your money, your livelihood. Now you're apologizing. However, when I listened to them, they were like, well, two things can be true. She could be genuinely sorry. And she could also be concerned about her job, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's not fair. My issue is like, okay, just... how many more times we gonna keep...
Right.
You know, like, okay. And I ain't gonna tell you no lie. One reason, it don't have nothing to do with me. Another reason I don't care for Jess, even though I only see what happens on social media, I don't know behind the door scenes. Mm-hmm. She messed with this man who got a whole marriage license.
Let's not...
96 kids. And if she wanna do that, she wanna do that. But then to be going back and forth on social media,
mm-hmm,
with the wife, like, to me, that's just...
that's crossing, it's too much.
Yeah, like, on so many levels. Like, she's like, oh, you separate. But, okay, if you separate, then what you... if you feel comfortable in that, then what's the problem? Like, you going back and forth, and you doing all these things, you making these comments, and you throwing shade.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just seems like you seem very disrespectful in general. So it's hard for me to believe, because I feel like if you mess around and you disrespect somebody, you're like, oh, I didn't know.
Right.
Or I just messed up. Even if I knew, and I just messed up. I messed mm-hmm. up. Cool. How many times are we going to just be like, okay, she just messed up?
Because, I mean, that's like strike three. Like, how many are you supposed to be out?
Because I feel like I want her to win. As a black woman, I do want her to win. I don't care for her.
Yeah.
Jokes. Like, I don't feel like... I feel like every once in a while she has a video that I'm like, oh, it's really funny.
Right.
I do think that. And the way I genuinely laugh and I'm like, oh, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, do I think she's funny enough for all the drama and the trouble and the nasty comments? Like,
no, not at all. It feels like it's always something. I'm hearing more negative about her than positive.
I'm only going to go off what I've seen. I'll give her that. I'm only going to go off what I've seen. And that's why I'm like, eh. But even then, like, I don't ever comment negative on her on Instagram. You know, mm-hmm. like, I wouldn't do that. However, my thing is, a spade is a spade is a spade is a spade. And the same way I would be like, oh, like, so-and-so, because they said black people are this and this and this, I feel the same way about Jess.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, indifferent.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I just see her always saying something negative about people, like in the shade room or something. Like, she was doing some victim blaming one time about women getting raped. It's just been like a little things, and it just keeps building up. And like you said, how many times do you have to start over, or when are you going to learn from your mistakes?
Right.
It feels like she's not learning. And even with this one, it was like even bigger because she kept doubling down. She was just like, I don't care what y'all say. I'm still going to have this, this, and this. I mean.
Yeah, like, and I just feel, even with the whole Country Wayne thing, like, Country Wayne is somebody I felt like he's funny on some Instagram videos. Sometimes he'll make me genuinely laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like he's somebody I would just be like, oh, he's in this video. I'm going to sit and watch it.
Right.
You know, like, it'll be like, if I see it in passing, okay, and he has to say that to make me, like, really laugh, and then sometimes I'm like, eh.
It's not even something you're going to search to look for.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. And so I felt like, okay, whatever they got going on is what they got going on. We don't know the full truth. So if it would have just been rumored, like, oh, Jess Hilaire's seen out with him, I'd be like, okay. But then you got on social media to clown the man's wife, like, his wife, and to go back and forth with him. And I just feel like, woman to woman, like, come on, like.
She needs better people around her.
Right.
Be like, hey, sis.
And I feel like, you know, she's talked about herself, but I'm like, you don't got enough edges for these people like this. But
Caroline be back here.
Yeah, I'm like, she's literally talking about herself, so I'm like, you got so much of the same stuff. But like I said, in the words of Black Girl Mom, same thing to make you laugh, make you cry. She was on there sniffling. She did offer to give them money. She offered to the families. So I felt like she was coming from a genuine place with her apology once she realized.
Mm-hmm.
She said she didn't know about the shooting once she realized. But my thing was, all this could have come about sooner had she just, like, chilled for a second. And I feel like that's the thing. She's always on 100, which is okay, but sometimes you can't. Like, you was on 100, and they was trying to tell you, hey.
And you just, like you said, just kept on and kept on.
Yes, I'm like, okay, Jess, but I feel like if you do it again, then what?
We gonna sit here and clown you some more?
I just feel like, okay, everything ain't for social media.
Yeah.
I feel like she could have sat on there and later talked about the fact that she videoed them.
Yes.
Had she just tweeted it, you know, or talked about it on a live with herself, the fact she videoed, like,
it's a little shady, sis. Little.
Something in the bit of milk ain't clean. I just don't.
Something in the milk ain't clean. I ain't heard that in a minute.
I'm trying.
Look, I want you to. We want to see it succeed, but
yeah. Whether I think you're funny or not, succeed for sure.
But you keep on doing things against yourself, against the better interest of yourself.
Because the F word, you don't know what a Muslim is, apparently. Obviously, but the F word, you know better.
Exactly.
Like, okay, you thought one thing, you felt the way, you're like, okay. But I don't know who don't know that that word is a slur. So I'm like, okay, like, I wanna Hurricane Chris hand clap for you, but you're just doing so much that I just can't get with.
Doing the absolute most in the worst way.
In the absolute worst possible way.
We'll see what else. I mean, she still has her job. She's on that show.
She's fortunate.
Yeah.
And I will say that the little excerpt that I read, she's on that show with, what is it, Rue?
Yes.
And he was, like, defending her.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, he coming through, like, he doing the movies. He's saving all his friends in the movies.
Saving all the black people in the movies.
He was trying to save all the black people in the movies. He was trying to save her. So, to me, in my opinion, I mean, he was kind of like, she said what she said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, but the spade is a spade. However, I did like the fact that he didn't be like, well, yeah, she was wrong. He just left it at, she said what she said. Like, I did like that. Because if you're working with her and that's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say what she said. He didn't say, oh, well, she wasn't wrong or she was justified. He just was like,
yes.
If he didn't bash her. So I did like that. But I'm like, mm-hmm. Say the same, but at the same time, I get it.
Yeah.
Because if you do something and you're wrong, I'm going to be like, when I talk to you, I'm going to be like, you're wrong.
Yes.
But when I go out, if people are like, well, you know, Sean, she did this and she did that, I'll be like, okay, she said what she said.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. I'm not going to discuss that with other people.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I can respect that. But yeah, I just want Jess to do better. Like,
do better, sis.
I want her to just focus on keeping the jokes on the stage, keep them edges greased, and just let people make it, live your life.
We all can't have these waves like you, ma'am.
What's that got to do with your edges, though?
I don't know.
Like, sis, you just got to. These wigs ain't the way all the time.
Let it.
It's cute or whatever to switch up, but like, These wigs ain't the way.
Because her hairline is pretty far back. That's so tragic.
She talks about herself.
She does. That's why she always had them finger waves so we could cover it up.
So I'm like, sis, just focus on that. She not even 30 yet. Really need to focus on that. There's nothing wrong with it. Just focus on that. Focus on your show. On doing other shows.
Focus on your comedy. You know, grow. Growth.
Yes.
Growth. We're asking too much.
Apparently.
Speaking of growth, Wendy Williams. I don't know if this is considered growth. She made an announcement on her show.
That alone right there is considered growth to me.
And Wendy Williams?
That she made the announcement.
Yes. So Wendy Williams has been living, is it a halfway house?
No, she's in a sober
house. Sober house, sorry. I got my words mixed up. She's been living in a sober house. So what she does is in the morning, you know, she stays there overnight. So she comes to does the show. Then she's like, I'll go work out, I'll do yoga. And then they take her to the sober house. Lights out at 10 o'clock. She goes to bed too, like she says. She stares at the ceiling until it's time for her to wake up. And then the next morning, and she comes to work and just starts the process over again. She said this has been like a couple of months now. The only people that I've really known are the Kevins, her husband, and her son. And she decided to let the rest of the world know on that. And I mean, that's pretty big for me to hear that. You know, Wendy Williams can be problematic and stuff like that, but for you to be that open with sobriety and things like that, that's a pretty big step.
And I think it's awesome that she was open in the journey. Right. Because one thing to be open after you overcome and dealt with whatever, yeah. And you're like, okay, this is what I did. But she's still very
in the process.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I also thought it was pre-damage control, which I think is good too.
Yeah.
Because if I tell you, I got the power.
Right.
If the media find it, they hit him, but I got the power.
You can't control it if the media gets in front. If it gets in front of you,
control it. I got the control. That I have the power. That I'm telling you. I'm letting you know up front now. This is what it is. So I felt like that's awesome. That's commendable. Wendy Williams. I'm not really a huge fan. Like, I'm not a dislike, but I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
You know, I'll watch whatever. If I see a clip, I've never sat down and was like, Wendy is on and turn the show on. However, Wendy is under a little, I don't know if I say fire. She under some ashes. It might be come under fire soon.
What do you know?
Because this lady said she's been accused of being discriminating off age, and I can't remember what the other one was.
I haven't heard this tea.
But yes, so this lady came out today and said she wants to make it, you know. So she came from, I believe she rode from Queens. So she took two trains and a bus to get there, and she got her tickets. And when she got to the show, and they asked for her ticket stubs, they took her tickets and gave it to two younger girls who were dressed different and they were younger, and she was like, this is an issue. I rode I took off all day to get here. I took two trains, I took a bus, and
how come I couldn't get in?
Right, I had the tickets. You took them from me.
Yes.
And gave them to two younger girls. Nice. So the lady is like, you know, I'm not gonna let this just right. However, when I think about the audience, when I have seen clips, I've never really seen too many older.
There's a select few, but
there's a select few, yeah, scattered throughout.
But it's always young hotness, you know, yes. The young or appear
and
to be
so,
young.
You know, I'm sure she'll say maybe she'll say something about it in the clip end up on social media. I'll watch it, but I'm curious about that because even if you set people in a certain area.
Right.
And then kind of more so ran the camera
mm-hmm.
across there, that's one thing. But to only, like, I don't know, I'm really curious to know, like, because if I already have tickets and you take the tickets that I already had and then you give them to somebody else and tell me that I
can't go in
after I took two trains and a bus to get here.
Two trains and a bus, yes.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of issues.
We got words. Something, yeah.
It's gonna be words. It's
gonna be some words. I'm upset I missed this today on the social media.
I still thought I am Wendy because she said the N word with a hard R on there.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
She came like straight from the Klan meeting with that ER on there.
I do like the rise of Wendy because, you know, she used to just be on the radio and then like VH1, she would occasionally, you know, have a show on there and she would interview people. And then, you know, she got a show and it was only for 6 weeks and then they picked it up and it's been like almost dang near, I want to say 10 years later. I mean, it's had its ups and downs, but I mean, Wendy.
Right.
So she's made a namesake for herself, a name for herself. So, but I do appreciate the whole coming forth, living in a sober house. That does take a lot of courage
and
still being
sure.
in the process.
I thought that was a big deal for other people. Just because I think, in general, in life, I'm not just talking about with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got something going on and it's something that's taboo,
mm-hmm.
that we don't really openly talk about as much.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing somebody else has helped be relatable. Like, okay, well, they're saying she got their show, she living her life, she's successful, and she's still struggling. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's okay. Then I should get help. Like, she's getting help.
Right.
You know, like, so I think it's good because it can help other people be like, hey, I can get help too.
Right.
It's like, I'm not, nobody's above it. So I think that was.
Yeah,
super commendable.
I think it also it's, you know, for more, been going to a sober house is more like a reality for people, I guess, who are not just regular people. You know, when you think of celebrities, when they go to rehab or to these homes,
mm-hmm.
it's always this expensive, all this money. She went to a sober house. I mean, I'm not saying it's like the slum, but it's not as extravagant as a rehab facility that, you know, celebrities go to. So it makes her seem more regular. And like I said, it's okay. You don't have to have all this money to get the help you need. You can get
or
it.
Or not only that, that people think like, oh, it's in the wrong with me. Like, anybody can have this. Like,
yes.
People struggle.
Yeah.
At all levels.
Mm-hmm.
With all types of things. It's not just you.
Yeah.
Not alone.
You're not alone. You are not alone.
I would sing the song, but I ain't watched Leaving Neverland yet, so I don't know.
I'm not going to watch it. I can't. I'm not ready.
However, quick tidbit. I did see today that one of the guys, I can't think of his name, which one it is, one of the accusers in the talk, he said that he didn't want Michael Jackson's music to be muted. Which made me feel really good about myself, because I just don't know if I'm going to be able to give up Rock With You in the Glittery Boots. The Rhinestone Boots. I just don't know.
No Thriller. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's gonna
Dirty Diana and the Let It. Like, I.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Earth Song and the Elephant's Tusk coming back in the revert. Like.
Now, oh, yeah, I forget. I gotta go watch that so I can see that.
You stood up, bro.
Have you met me?
Yes. The video can't be but like 4 minutes or so.
You know Michael Jackson's videos be like 20 minutes.
The first song, I'm trying to think how long the song is. The song might be 5 minutes. I don't know, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, the song might be 5 minutes. The video might be 10.
Well, this video don't have a lot of extra because there's so much going on in the video. It's not like Remember the Time I Had to Freeze and have like an interlude. And then this one's not like that. But yeah, you have to watch.
Okay.
I'm gonna send, when we finish, I'm going to send you the link directly to it. So all you gotta do is tap and watch.
Okay. Tap and watch. Tap. Tap and watch. Okay. I will tap and watch later. So Tom Ford has been in the news lately.
Tom Ford ain't gonna play with you, hoes. And he wants you to know he said what he said. He did what he did. Yes, he dressed Michelle Obama. And what? No, he don't want to dress Melania. And what?
I do like how they are now showing the correct what he actually said. And to where, you know, what's the tweet said that he doesn't want to dress
He said he vote for Hillary. Yes. Not that was any better, but okay, but anyways. He said he vote for Hillary. He's very disappointed that she did not win. And Melania ain't who he trying to dress.
And but he even said that Hillary probably shouldn't be wearing his clothes either. They're too expensive.
They said you dressed Michelle. He said yes, but it was in the UK. And what he wanted to say was, I'm going to dress Michelle anyway.
I mean, she's the perfect person to dress.
All due respect, Hillary don't do nothing but wear the St. John suits and 84 different array of 84 colors.
What kind of suits were they?
St. John's. Not St. John's Bay. St. John. Real St. John. They be pricey, but she don't wear the same suit, about 86 different colors.
What? Why is the St. John?
You got more sense than Bill.
You're right. In every color.
White, off-white, eggshell, cream. Like, every color.
Pink. Light pink. Hot pink.
Salmon, fuchsia, magenta. All of it. Like,
Kelly green. Forest green. Light green.
Yeah, yes. I'm just like, okay. But yeah, he said what he said. He is this year. He's the new Diane von Furstenberg was
Over the Fashion Institute or the I think it's the Fashion Institute.
The FDA.
Yeah.
Last year, and he's taking her place. This
yes.
Year.
Yes.
So yeah, Tom said he got a lot of worries, but it ain't y'all. His brand. That's gonna cheapen his brand. He ain't gonna cheapen the brand.
Not at all.
The brand is what the brand is.
Cause hell, that even that perfume's expensive.
That perfume gonna last you till Jesus come back because it's so strong. You need to put on the night before so it'll have toned down by the time.
I have a little bit of one of his perfumes. I'm gonna do that tonight because it don't be strong in the morning. I'm like
strong, you don't ever air out. I'm like, how? When I gotta put this on to be presentable to the public? I ain't do nothing to piss on my heart. That perfume be strong. Like I can't even stand myself.
But ooh, I love it though. Oh, I have the I think it's Black Orchid. I like that. But it's so good. But all I mean all this stuff. I mean he puts out quality products, so it's worth the price point from what I have.
He appeals to who he appeals to, and he ain't trying to appeal to Melania.
No.
And he ain't trying to appeal to Hillary either. It's,
okay.
He ain't gonna make Hillary none of them wide suits.
That's not his style.
That's not the Tom Ford JC was talking about when he said coming up, coming down.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out when that song was going to come into play during this.
Yeah, you knew.
Talk.
You already knew.
Coming up.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like hey, that's to me. That's what I like to see. That's what I would like to see from anybody. If you're a bigot, if you don't like black, if you don't like Muslims, if you don't like Arabs, you don't like Middle Easterns, you don't like Indian people, you don't, whatever you don't like, if you say something, say it. Say you said it.
Say it with your chest.
Say, speak up. That's what my grandma said, speak up. If you said something, say you said it.
Yeah.
He was like, I said it. I don't think she was the best. I wouldn't want to stress her. It is what it is. And he kept it respectful. He didn't go on about the administration. He let his stance be known.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't harp on that. He didn't harp on where we are. He was like, and this is what it is. And I answered the question. Next question, please. Thanks. Next caller. Like, he kept it moving.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what I would like for the rest of it. Don't be saying all this stuff and then you turn around and be like, those do not reflect those words. No, you said what you said.
Those opinions do not reflect
how I feel. No, go on and say you said what you said, and I'm gonna respect that you were like, hey, it is what it is. I said what I said.
Said what I said. What? I gotta stop saying that. So you'd be happy to know I finished Umbrella Academy.
Well, look at God.
Why do you do me like this? You know how I am.
Because I feel like this child here.
I might rewatch it, because especially those last couple episodes kind of did rush through them.
It's most pleasant, you don't forget what happened in the beginning.
Yes. I did. I might have been a little bit sleep at work, too, because, you know, sometimes I'll be like... So, I might need to rewatch just, you know, those last two episodes. But, like, the most, like, I remember, you know, Vanya coming into her powers.
Wait, disclaimer for anybody if you haven't seen it.
So, the number seven, Vanya... Yes, disclaimer, we're about to do some spoilers. Has powers. She can manipulate sound to where it can make damage. Like, she killed a couple people with the sound wave. She slit her sister's throat. What's her sister's name? I forget her name.
I can't remember. Hold on. Not Julia. I don't remember. But finish your thought. I'm sorry, finish your thought.
I was just like, yeah, she can... you know, manipulate sound and destroy things, or like I said, she took the bow and slit her sister's throat, which, you know, I was like, and she's still alive.
So I never could tell if it was that she manipulated the sound or the sound helped her create her. Like, I was like, I need to try to understand. I knew she needed a beat
to focus, and then that's where she harnessed the energy. Like, I need to go rewatch like those last couple episodes. So I could.
Okay, well, one part I'm sure you don't need to rewatch. What did you think about the sister and...
Oh, and number one?
Luther.
Yeah, Luther, yes. I guess they all knew that they were adopted, so not related, so...
No.
I mean... No. I don't know how I feel about them.
What?
I don't know.
Like, oh, no. Like, brothers and sisters, like, kiki-ki like this. They were sitting in the tent together. I'm like...
At first, I was just kind of... Yeah, that whole... But the tent thing, I was just kind of like, this is kind of weird.
That he lost his virginity. I was like, okay, this too. I was like, child, I don't know if I ate something. I made these brownies, they weed free, but something is going on because they got to have something in them.
My favorite character is Klaus. Yeah. he's kind of funny with the whole
thing. He is funny. I was trying to understand, so Mary had a thing for, I can't remember, her partner. Because when she saw him with that little lady from the diner...
Yes, she got jealous.
Like, so jealous. I feel like Mary was so stereotypical to me. She like... So then you were like, oh, she likes him.
Yes.
But then she never showed him that she liked him. She was just like hollering at him all the time, angry with him.
Well, you know, when they were in the forest, when she was going to kill Hazel... He started making that speech about, you know, we got to live the life and all the stuff. He wants to spend it with the people. I think that's what she thought it was her. And so, you know, when they went back and he went to go get the donuts, he saw him making out with the old lady. She was like, well, he got to die. So, because when she came back in that hotel room, gun blazing.
I was like, bruh.
It's an interesting show. It's a little bit all over the place at times. It's like an X-Men light. That's what it's trying to kind of
now,
be.
Now, the lady who was... I can't think of the kid that was going back and forth that never changed.
Oh, he never had a name. It was number five.
That's what I thought. Okay, that's what I thought. Number five.
Yeah.
The lady he was working for, she was like... She was dressed.
Yes.
All the time, ready to go.
The handler.
Yeah, it was interesting. It's got me curious. Like, I feel like if a season two comes out, I would watch.
Yeah.
Because I want to see, like, are they going to really be able to, like, get it down this time. Mm-hmm. Because what they thought the whole time was like, then they realized at the last minute,
this ain't it.
This ain't it. We thought that it was Hazel, and it's not Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
The mom had a bad skirt on that first year. Cause I was like, that's the same skirt she had when they were seven. And then she was like, tell them good night. And then,
I did enjoy the clothing of the mother, and then of course the handler, those 50s era type clothing. I really like those with the skirts, all prim and proper.
Mm-hmm.
So I really did enjoy that. So like I said, it's unusual. Like a lot of people, like somebody said, a friend of mine said they were trying to watch it, they couldn't get past the first episode. It's like, if you can get past the first episode, then you'll finish it.
Right.
Yeah, so I encourage people, get past that first episode.
Get through it.
Like I said, it's confusing, it's a lot, it's all over the place, but it kind of comes together. And then, yeah, I think there's going to be more episode or multiple seasons, because you got to save the world.
Correct.
You have to. Speaking of Netflix, do you watch Stranger Things?
So, no, but I'm going to binge it.
Because season 3 comes out July 4th.
Yes, so I want to binge it because I've been meaning to binge it, and I did it. Because I was trying to watch too many things. Travelers came back out, and then I was trying to watch. I never watched the next season of 3% because I loved the first season.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to watch the next season. Then Friends from College came back out, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to follow this season. I'm kind of like...
Yeah.
Did you watch Friends from College?
No, I've heard about it. It's on the list.
I thought the first season was good. Second season, I'm kind of like only a couple episodes in, and I'm like, oh, it's the same thing. They're still cheating. One step trying to get divorced. Like, I feel like we're just doing a continuation of season one. I'm sure it's going to end up progressing, but I'm kind of like, eh. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, all these things I need to.
Yeah. Next in the hopper is Abducted in Plain Sight. Because everyone's like, I want to hear your opinion on it. Like, apparently it's just so weird and over the top and just craziness that I think it would be. So next, I'm going to start that. We're going to start that.
Everything I thought I had to do this week, a lot of it got pulled, rescheduled. I had something Friday night. I still have something tomorrow night. I thought I had something Friday night canceled. I thought I had something Saturday during the day. I think that's pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, I have some stuff. But I plan to start this weekend.
Okay, I'm going to start this weekend, too. After the movie, after Us. When are you going to go see Us?
I haven't decided because I don't know. My friend is out of town. I think she gets back Saturday, I think. So I'm like, okay, I don't think I want to go see it by myself.
No, I don't think you need to.
So that's why I was like, well, I'll wait. So I think she can start getting Saturday, so I'm going to be like, however, if she can get back until late Saturday, that's going to kind of throw me because I have something at 8. So I don't know. I would like to see it this weekend. I have to kind of see.
Okay, we'll make it work.
Or I might just go in the middle of the week next week when hopefully nobody's, I don't know. Maybe I need to wait till next week so I can see it in the daytime.
See it on a Tuesday.
So I can play outside and watch cartoons instead of a part out of it.
That's what I'm doing. Seeing it at 11:30 in the morning.
So that's the reason I'm like, okay, well, because even Lupita's voice is a little odd to me. So I'm like, oh, it's not even just the visuals. Like, the audio is a little off. So I'm like, maybe I don't need to be watching this after work one day at night and then trying to come in and go to brush to go to bed. Like, maybe I should just watch it till next weekend if I can't go in the daytime for this.
Might do a little special.
Yes.
On that, because I think that's going to be a pretty decent movie. I'm excited.
I'm a little sad because I feel like I'm going to need to watch it 2 times. The first time, and then I feel like to, again, like, catch all the...
things that you missed, yeah.
Things that I missed or things that I've read about. I'm like, oh, I want to read.
Because you know there's going to be 1,000,000,001 think pieces, just like with Get Out.
Of course.
So
I'm like, okay, I ain't got time to be watching this a million times. My nerves not gonna be good enough. So I'm gonna have to watch it, then read things that are hit, like, oh, did you catch this, this, this? Then go back and watch it one final time.
In the daylight again.
When there are people scurrying on the ground, I'm not for it. The scurrying, people scurrying, humans scurrying, that's not my thing.
I think what's gonna get me is from the previews.
The bunny rabbits.
The bad things are happening in the daylight, like in broad daylight. Like, that's gonna get me to, I'm like, bad stuff's gonna happen in the daytime. Not ready.
So.
Because when I step outside, I'm like, I don't. Is something bad gonna happen? No, so. It's gonna be. I might have to watch some cartoons after that. I might have to watch Black Panther again.
I'm gonna come here and watch Paw Patrol with my dog. Black Paw Patrol every day.
How is Harley?
She's well. I think she got tired of me. Oh, she's kind of getting on my nerves. And I was like, Harley, move. And then she just got an attitude. She walked all the way back to her TP and looked back at me and went in. So, good out of you.
She side eyed you.
She did. She walked all the way over there, and then she turned and looked back at me, and then she went inside the TV so I couldn't see anyone.
Such a rough life for the dog.
Such a rough life.
Ugh, I wish I can live that life. I need a TP. Can you build me an adult TP?
Oh, that's what I should. Actually, I really wish I had the space in the area that I would like to have the space, because I would totally make myself a TP. With a bunch of pills, just kick back and read. And my Oklahoma place, the second bedroom, it literally was Harley's room. Like, I had stuff in it, and I had stuff in my second bedroom closet. And the second bathroom, it was decorated, like, guests could use it. And sometimes they did, but I did more dusting in there to keep it clean, like, anything. But, in my closet, in the master closet, the closet was so large. It had outlets in it, and I had this, like, long corner, so I had all my clothes in there, but I took a, because it was in Oklahoma, and we would get tornado warnings, I made a canopy with this really pretty, like, purple fabric, and, like, a hula hoop, and you took a cord light with the lights inside, not string lights, like on a tree.
Yeah.
To create like this cute little zen area, and sometimes I would go in there and chill, so I'd be like, I would just be in the closet chilling, but it had an air vent in it. It was so hard, it had an air vent.
Yeah.
So I didn't like, it wasn't like overly hot in there, like it was really comfortable. And so I'm like, oh, now I wish I had a space just to chill.
You're right.
Where I can put enough pillows down so I'm always be laying on the floor. Like, it's cool. But just to chill. So I'm like, oh, I wish I had a space.
Soon.
Soon and very soon.
Soon. Oh. So, it's been a long day.
Super.
We're like worn out. I'm loving that sweatshirt.
Oh, this is my Yeezy. Season 2007. That's about when I got this.
I need to find a sweatshirt like that, like an off the shoulder.
This is how old it is. It's about 12 years old. It's so old it came from Body Shop before Body Shop was Body Central.
Wow. Man, that's kind of old.
I don't even know if it still has a tag in it. But yeah, it came from. It was still Body Shop before it became Body Central. And I bought it one summer. The one summer I went home from college after my first year was like the only summer I think I went home. Then I stayed. And I went home and it was there and it was on this rack. And I was like, oh, I'll get one so I can lounge around in it. And I literally just can't give it up.
Good choice. Keep it.
Yeah, I'm like, Yeezy making it.
The sleeve is what's getting me. Like the bam.
Listen, you can't tell. You're like,
yeah, right there, you can't tell when you bam.
But yeah, like, I gotta be careful when I pull it on.
So, are you telling people it's Yeezy?
No. I was Yeezy before before Yeezy was Yeezy.
This is true. He stole the idea from you.
I'm like, no, I'm totally not telling people. You know, that's not my thing at all. Somebody was like, oh my gosh, I love your, what did I have? I don't know what they thought it was. And I was like, oh, child, no. Like, I'm not in the faking and fronting business.
Okay.
Not my thing.
All right, sis, you got any parting words?
I do not. I hope their allergies aren't killing them, because yesterday my allergies were, I don't know what happened out of nowhere. My allergies just went crazy. So I hope everybody's allergies are doing them much better than mine were trying to do me, and that you are living your life. Oh. I hope you're not taking anything for granted, because life is really so fleeting.
Yes.
One moment to the next. So...
yes.
Stuff gets rough, stuff gets hard, but hopefully, if you got issues, if you got addiction problems, if you have suicidal thoughts, if you're depressed, if you don't know if you're depressed, you think you're depressed, you don't know, I encourage you to talk to somebody. I encourage you to Google. I encourage you to search a hashtag on Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, to find something, to find some help. If you say you can't afford it, there's options for people that cannot afford it. If you have a local church, a lot of local churches, if they're larger churches, mm-hmm. offer some kind of form. Like, please, I just encourage you, don't sit and suffer in silence. Like, keep it real and true with yourself. Keep it real and true with your people. Let them know and live your life.
Real and true. She just covered everything I have to say. That's it. Love one another. I know I'm not gonna get the song.
Not Vacation Bible School season yet, y'all.
You sang it before. It's been Vacation Bible Study season.
It's Vacation Bible School anthem. It's Vacation Bible. If you go to Black Vacation Bible School, I'm guaranteed you sung that song.
Oh yeah, it's been a while. But I remember. A long while.
Wait. When you think about Vacation Bible School, what is two of the first things that come to mind?
Girl, I ain't been doing that 30 years. damn. I don't remember, honestly.
Two of the things I think about is animal crackers, because I remember when I learned the difference between animal cookies and animal crackers was at Vacation Bible School.
Did we get animal crackers? I think we was too poor.
Gosh, every year we got animal crackers.
We were too poor in Como.
We got animal crackers that came in bulk from Sam's, and I used to be like, I don't like these, and my mom would be like, put them in the car. And she would help buy some, or my grandmother Lorraine would help buy some, and I'd be like, I hate animal crackers. But I was like, when they're like, oh, we get animal crackers, I was like, oh yeah, I love those. But I was talking about Barnum's animal cookies, because I didn't know. I was like, oh yeah, it's animal crackers. Same thing. No, animal crackers and animal cookies is two totally different things. I hate animal crackers. I used to give them away every day. The whole week. I was like, somebody want mine?
I love Ashley.
Yeah, nachos one day.
I don't like mine.
I don't like mine. Yeah.
What's number two?
Of course, like classes and stuff like that. We used to sing the song, if you read your Bible, you will grow, grow, grow. So that's one of the first things I think about, because I'm pretty sure I sang that from...
I don't recall that song.
Oh my gosh, off air, I'll have to sing it to you. And because you gotta have like moves to it too. You gotta shrink, grow. It's real extra. But yeah, that and animal cookie and pickles. We used to buy a big jar of pickles when we would go buy all the stuff for the week. The big jar of pickles, but they were like, I don't like big pickles like that. That was when you realize like there's a difference. Like I love pickles, and I was like, oh, I can't wait. These pickles are big. Jumbo pickles is not my thing.
Sometimes it's soft.
It's like a different type of vinegar they use or something. It's different. I was like, what kind of pickles is this? This is not the plastics I grew up having. Like, this ain't it. That's not it.
This is.
I tried it in fifth grade when we used to have snack and we could bring our 50 cents and get peanut butter crack. Listen, Airheads, we'd be Airheads for 25 cents. 50 cents to get you peanut butter crackers. You could buy pickles. We go to Miss Lester's class. She had all the snacks. And I was like, I'm going to try a pickle. This pickle might be different. And like, I do not like big pickles. They're like a different type of sour. I don't know.
I have to be in the mood for it. Like, I have to be in a mood for the big pickle. Like, I had, like, when I was doing hardcore keto, like, there was not a lot of things you can eat at the movie theater. And, of course, I didn't sneak that much stuff in. So, I was like, I can eat a pickle, you know, and I can eat that.
You know, but also I don't like big pickles because they're so big and they absorb all that juice. They're not crunchy like I like.
Yes.
My favorite kind of pickles are gherkins, but they're small.
Yeah.
You got to eat, like, 800 of them. But gherkins, it's like eating chips. They'd be like...
What's that, Jimmy John's?
Maybe crispy, just like the little... Is that a duck or a stork? Just like the little stork on a plastic bit for them to be. What is he? I haven't seen him in so long. Like, what? Is he a stork?
I think it's a stork.
I need to Google this. Yeah.
Yes.
Mascot. Is he a stork?
Have you ever had the pickles from Jimmy John's?
They're... I give pickles away. I don't like them.
Oh,
they're big too, but they're not crunchy enough for me.
Oh,
they're like super soft, like you can eat in the middle. Like,
see, the ones I get the nice crisp crunch, because I like to irritate the people at work.
Because there used to be this man always trying to hit on me at Jimmy John's.
Yes,
and he would be giving me. First of all, you know, a little fourth of a pickle comes with your sandwich. He would give me a whole pickle. One, I didn't even order a pickle. I would be like, hold the pickle, I don't want it. He'll give me the whole pickle. He'll give me a free cookie. It's a lot of people who give me free cookies, and I feel like they're enablers, because that's how I got to where I am today. Because I go to places regularly, and they be like, oh, dude, it's okay. They give me extra cookies.
They like, know.
Black people love you through food, because the guy at Jimmy John's was black. I used to go to this Jason's Deli, and I would order my food, and she would give me free sweet tea every single time. She knew I was getting sweet tea. She was like, here's a free drink. She would give me a free cup. I would go fill that thing up with sweet tea. And then sometimes I would get my food, and I'd be like, okay, thank you. And it'd be two cookies in there and two bags of chips. I was like, bruh.
Black people love you through food. Yes, that is true. That is true.
Black people love you through food, yeah. I would be like, hello, like, oh, it's good to see you. How are you? And they'd be like, well, how are you? And they never going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I would never know when she did it. I would just get my food and get to the car. Two bags of chips. Two cookies. And a free sweet tea. Like, bruh. Black people gonna love you through food. That's how they gonna show you if they like you or not.
True. True.
It's the universal language.
Food.
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 I could never marry anybody who never was like, have you eaten? You ain't asked me if I ate today. Because... guaranteed, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, are you hungry? If you don't think you can roll over and have me lay there with my eyes already open, like I've been awake for an hour, and be like, are you hungry? Don't even think about dating me. Because that's me, literally. Soon as you start moving around a lot, I'm like, are you awake? Are you hungry?
Let's go eat. Let's go breakfast.
And don't be like, are you hungry? Yes, I am. I was hoping you was going to ask. I'm starving.
Exactly.
Literally me.
Oh, well, that was a great show.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for joining us, and we will catch you guys next week. Have a good night. Bye.